From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In southern Arizona, a month-long protest against U.S. government border policy began today. It's the so-called Minuteman Project, involving several hundred self-appointed citizen border guards from around the country. The Minutemen say they're not looking for trouble, but some local authorities are still concerned. NPR's Ted Robbins reports from Tombstone, Arizona.
Like any day in this Old West town, a horse-drawn stagecoach carries tourists down the street. But it was clear this was no ordinary day in Tombstone. A group of Minutemen stood outside a 120-year-old meeting hall about a block away from the OK Corral. As they waited to go inside to register for the month-long gathering, a gaggle of media asked many participants why they were here. Most, like Bob Oldway of nearby Sierra Vista, Arizona, said it was to attract attention.
I'm here for guys like you to say, well, there's people down there raising cane. We've been raising cane for a long time. So if this is what it takes to get it done, then this is what we need to do.
What they say they want to get done is to shut down the border to illegal immigration. Some say for security reasons, fear of terrorists crossing into the U.S. Others, like Tim Donnelly of Twin Peaks, California, are here to protest what they say is a lack of enforcement against businesses that hire cheap immigrant labor.
I'm mad at my government. I'm not mad at the economic refugees that want a better life. I understand that. I'm mad at the employers who are breaking our tax laws so that they can get rich off the backs of these people. None of it's right, and the government's colluding with big business.
Wanda Schultz came from Houston, Texas, to protest what she calls the cheapening of her rights.
You're making my citizenship worthless by all these illegals, and just to send a message.
The message will be sent over the weekend with a series of rallies on the border. Then organizers say small patrols and outposts will form to help report illegal crossers. The Border Patrol says it does not want the help. 2 days ago, when he announced additional agents and aircraft are being sent to Arizona, Border Patrol Chief David Aguilar said he'd like the Minutemen to leave the job to the government.
The border between the ports of entry is, in fact, a very dangerous place. It is a complex place, and that's why it needs to be left to professionals to handle that.
But Minutemen like Tim Donnelly say the continued flow of illegal crossers, mostly Mexicans, proves the government is not doing its job. But Donnelly insists that race is not the reason he's here, and he says he resents being labeled a racist.
I hate being called a white supremacist, racist vigilante. The vigilante part, I don't know if you know the mascot here is the Tombstone Vigilantes, but I consider myself a vigilant American. Take the E off.
Pro-immigrant groups say they'll be on hand to protest the Minutemen. That will add another layer to the tension here over the next month. But it already seems clear that the Minutemen Project is likely to be more successful, at least in numbers and media attention, than any other border protest in recent memory. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tombstone, Arizona.